If everybody would come in and find a seat, we can begin with our interested persons. But before we do that, I believe Mr. Page had a few comments. Mr. Page, are you a CDO recipient?
No, I'm basically a witness for the CSD, sir.
Okay. Can that wait then until they put on their case?
I just don't know how to describe what I'm going to describe to you, whether it's something that's already approved or not approved.
Well, we will deal with that when it comes up.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
I had a question at the break from one of the people who have requested to have their names and address redacted for safety reasons because of their profession, and they were just asking how that was going to be handled at this hearing. In terms of our presentation, we have a map showing approximately where the locations of all the CDOs are. We're not planning on stating any addresses. But I was wondering if you could respond to their concerns about what was going to be public. Obviously, this is a public hearing, and it's being broadcast on cable TV, so if people stand up and choose to give certain information, it's public. I don't know if the board's going to be stating any other additional information or requiring any other additional information, but those concerns have been expressed.
Well, I'd ask Mr. Richards maybe to assist me on that. We're dealing with site-specific properties, and so I don't know how we can't get that information into the record in front of the public. Any thoughts? All right. Then we will allow those individuals to just identify themselves by their order number, and they won't have to state what their address is if that's their preference, and they put that on the record. Okay, folks, Ms. Hewitt handed me a sign-in sheet. I'm not quite sure what this is.
That's mine.
Okay. I just wanted people to know that this is not the regional board sign-in sheet. Mr. Scheip, you are circulating this? Okay.
I told the first people.
Come to the microphone, please.
The telephone game. I mean, they didn't get around, I guess.
Microphone, Rob.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I told the first few people that I handed it to, but I guess that didn't go around with it.
Okay. Why don't you just, I'm going to hand this back to you.
Okay.
You can label it so
okay.
It's self-identifying.
My apologies, and if anybody wants to take their name off the list, feel free to contact me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Mr. Young. I'm Beverly
right.
DeWitt Moylan, and
yeah.
I just wanted to lodge an objection before
okay.
we moved on. You had mentioned that my husband and I would have to consolidate our time, and I just would like to object to that. He and I both prepare presentations, and because I am also a designated party, I had assumed that I also had the 15 minutes. So that between us we would have 30 minutes to present.
Okay. Your objection is noted. Thank you. All right. Interested persons? Actually, is the assemblyman still here or someone from his office? Not here. Okay. I think we didn't let him know, but we were going to let him go first. I understand he had a hearing.
Mr. Chairman, we did have 2 points before.
Okay.
One is that the individual dischargers have retained an expert, Dr. Daniel Wickham, who's president of ABG Wastewater Solutions, and he's out of Sebastopol, and he's on the clock. So he asked to be put on a priority status along with the others as well, since he traveled a long way to be here today and obviously has relevant testimony since he has a PhD and is an expert in septic tank pumping and its effect on the environment.
Okay.
So that's one request.
He's not retained by the CSD, but retained by individual
dischargers.
Dischargers, okay. All right. And where is he?
He's here.
Where? Okay. Well, as long as he is If he's at hand, that's fine. All right, Michael, how many cards do we have?
The other...
Go ahead.
The other thing, Mr. Chairman, is the CSD does have a motion to dismiss that it would like to make at this time.
Okay.
As you know, we submitted extensive comments relating to what we perceive are due process violations. And unfortunately, we felt so strongly about this that our president, Ms. Schicker, wrote to the state board asking the state board to intervene and stop these proceedings today. We received yesterday a reply from the chairwoman of the state board, and I'll read it. It's only one paragraph. Thank you for your email. The State Water Resources Control Board takes due process concerns very seriously. While I cannot actively intervene in the ongoing process before the Central Coast Water Board, I have relayed your concerns to the Water Board staff. I have also requested that they carefully consider all procedural requests, such as your request for continuance, and ensure that their hearing procedures protect the due process rights of all individuals. And that's signed by Chairwoman Doda. Now, the reason that's important is because we have a brand new court case that is directly on point, and it is called the Morongo Band of Mission Indians versus the State Water Resources Control Board. The decision is of January 2006, and in that case, the due process aspects of having a prosecution team was directly at issue, and the court found, along with another court, that when you have a prosecution team that has members that also advises a water board, even on different matters, that is a violation of due process, and the proceedings cannot go forward. The case number, for those of you who want to write it down and for the press at home, is case number 04C Charlie S. Stephen 00535. And the specific facts in that case dealt with a enforcement team that went before the state board. And the attorney on the enforcement team was also an attorney that advised the state board on other matters. The court found that was a violation of due process because it imputed bias on the part of the proceedings, because board members naturally, maybe not consciously, give greater credibility to the professionals that advise it on a regular basis as opposed to other people who appear before the board. Now, this court case relied upon another decision called the Quintero versus City of Santa Ana case. It's a 2003 case at 114 Calap 4th, page 810. And in that case, we had a city attorney's office where the deputy city attorney worked both a personnel board prosecution team as well as advised the personnel board itself. And in that case, it was also held to be a violation of due process for that to happen. The bottom line is that this case holds, as did Quintero, that the quote-unquote Chinese wall that is set up with regional boards for prosecution teams that are regional board staff members that also advise the board are a violation of constitutional due process. In this particular case, Mr. Briggs is designated to be on the prosecution team. We have ample evidence that Mr. Briggs advises this board on a number of other matters. In addition, Ms. Oaken is the attorney designated on the prosecution team, and Ms. Oaken routinely advises this board on other matters. Even on today's agenda, in closed session, there's at least 20 different cases that Ms. Oaken will be advising this board on. Because Mr. Briggs and Ms. Oaken have submitted comments to this board on behalf of the prosecution team and have been major players thus far, the imputed bias to this board is clearly established by their conduct thus far. Accordingly, based upon the Morongo Band of Indians versus State Water Resources case and the Quintero versus City of Santa Ana case, the Community Services District hereby moves that these proceedings be dismissed immediately.
Okay. Ms. Oaken, any comments?
Well, first of all, the Morongo case is a trial court decision, which I believe is on appeal. In terms of the Quintero argument, we have complied with all requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act that apply to state agencies. Those procedures don't apply to cities and weren't considered in the Quintero case. and therefore this case is distinguishable from Quintero on that basis. I haven't had any communications with any of the board members or their advisors other than regarding non-controversial procedural issues since this matter started. And in fact, we retained the separation wall that we established for the cease and desist order, even though that wasn't required. So we've complied with the applicable requirements. I don't think that the appropriate response would be a motion to dismiss. I think that you should hear from your attorney, and if he has any concerns about this objection, the appropriate response would either be to continue this case or, I guess, to proceed without Mr. Briggs and I, although I would object to that. I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think it's fair to the prosecution staff.
Well, let me hear from Mr. Richards.
Well, we are, of course, familiar with both the Quintero case and the Morongo case.
And by we, you're referring to?
The Office of Chief Counsel, okay. Which provides all of the attorneys for the regional boards, including myself and Ms. Okun. And we have, in fact, reviewed these cases, and it is our conclusion that this manner of proceeding is an appropriate mechanism to deal with the problems associated with having.
Can you speak a little higher, please?
The protocols that the regional board is using in this case are an appropriate response to the need to separate functions between the prosecution and the advisory roles that the board staff sometimes has to deal with in complex enforcement actions, and therefore it is not appropriate to dismiss this action at this time. The separation that has been maintained between the prosecution staff and the advisory staff is sufficient to ensure that that the board's decision will not be tainted by the fact that some of its staff has engaged on each side.
Okay. Mr. Onstad, is it true that the Morongo case is a trial court decision?
Yes.
Okay,
but
that has no precedence, does it, throughout the state of California?
No, it does. It does, Mr. Chairman.
Is it a superior court case?
It's a superior court case. The superior courts are superior jurisdiction over all tribunals unless there's specific exceptions carved out, like for Public Utilities Commission. And even though I understand,
excuse me. Are you saying you can cite a trial court decision as precedence in a legal brief?
Sure.
Go ahead.
And even though I understand Mr. Richards' opinion, and I will give the copy of this case, and I know we have attorneys on the board to read it, and I'll quote one line from it. In the instant matter, the facts fall squarely within the Quintero's bright line rule that an attorney may not simultaneously represent both the board and the litigants who appear before it, even on different matters. That was the legal issue in Quintero. That's the legal issue here. And I think that we could save ourselves a whole lot of time, regardless of what the attorneys believe, because the Court of Appeals decision in Quintero is definitely binding, and we would argue that the trial court is definitely persuasive, and that is why we're citing it. The State Board lost in this case, and of course, the State Board, Mr. Richards, has to defend the State Board's position here on the record now because the case is on appeal. But regardless of those arguments, the state is 0-2 on procedures such as these where you have people wearing two hats. And again, here's a copy of the case for the press and any of the board members who'd like it.
Okay. Well, on advice of our board counsel, I will deny the motion, but your objection is preserved for any appeal that you may wish to bring. Thank you. Okay. Back to Mr. Thomas. How many speaker cards do we have?
I have 37 cards from folks who want to speak and mark the card that they want to speak, that they want to testify. I have 21 cards from folks where they marked that they did not want to testify. I'm not sure if people understand the difference between testifying and speaking.
these are public speaker cards, even though it says testify on here. This is the public speaker time for this particular item. And I'm not sure if some people marked, I do not wish to testify, but they actually did want to speak during the public comment period. So we have to clarify that.
Okay. Is there another group of cards?
I have a group of cards from the designated parties. I have 27 cards from the designated parties, but this is not the time for the designated parties to speak.
Yeah, because their items are on the agenda. Okay. Let's proceed then with the 37 that have indicated that they wanted to speak, but... the 21.
Mr. Chair?
No, 37.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could you make it clear if you are asking designated parties not to speak during the interested party public comment period? Would you clarify?
If you're a designated party like Mr. Moylan is and his wife, he's not going to be permitted to speak at this initial phase. He has his own time slot designated for him. It's people that are interested parties. These are the ones that have not received a proposed cease and desist order but want to address the board on what's being presented today. Those are the people that are going to speak at this point in time. Now, we have 21 cards where people put they did not want to testify.
All right.
I'd like to maybe figure out if those individuals did want to speak to the board at this time and they got confused over testifying and speaking. Sir, you tell us who you are.
Yes, sir. My name is Lawrence Klieger, and I do have a cease and desist order, and my wife and I both, excuse me, inadvertently filled out a red card.
Okay.
And so.
Okay, good. He has it. Well, let's take, did you find his card? Has anyone that has received a cease and desist order, have any of you filled out a speaker card thinking that you needed to? Okay. Why don't we just go down the line and we can get your names and we can pull your cards out?
We were told to.
Okay.
Okay. Just to let you
know. Oh, those have already been pulled out. Okay. All right. So there is a group of 21 that put on their cards they did not want to testify. Do you know who you are? Okay. Do you mind? Okay, well, I need to get their names, so I have them stand up. Yeah, no. What I want to do is divide their time up now. So if I know who's going to speak, everyone's going to know what their time is. I don't want to chop it up for them. So that's why I need to know who it is. Dr. Press?
What you'd say is anyone who is not a designated party, who filled out a card and wants to speak, you could, to corroborate or to correlate your number of cards, you could get a show of hands.
You know what I'm going to do? Where are the ones? Is this the whole stack? Okay. Give me the 21. Okay. Took me a while to figure this out. But bear with me.
Can we get a month continuous?
Hang on. Thomas Dempsett, are you here, sir? Mr. Dempsett?
Yes, but
the audio feed goes in there. So if there's anybody in the other room, in the overflow room, who is not a recipient of a cease and desist order, I would appreciate it if you would come into the hearing room at this point in time. Okay?
There are chairs over here if anybody in the back.
Well, okay. I'm going to go through the cards I have so I can get this clarified. Thomas Dempsett or Dempsey? Is he here? Okay. Oh, and Josephine Dempsey? Okay. Mr. Braverman, I know you're here. Is he here? He was. Betty Braverman? Okay. Charles Costas? Mr. Costas, are you here? Okay. Shirley Norman? Ms. Norman, are you here? Sandra Stiltz or Sandra Stiltz? Okay. Did you wish to speak?
I did not, but I'm
interested. It's up to you.
I pass.
You pass. Okay. All right. Hans Schwartz, Dr. Schwartz, are you here? Dr. Schwartz. Okay. Mark Connolly. Mr. Connolly, are you here? Okay. Elaine Watson. Okay. Ms. Watson, do you wish to speak?
I will speak.
You do?
I will, yes.
Okay. All right. Mary Pastel. Ms. Pastel, are you here? Okay. Rose Povero? You pass. Okay. Leonard?
Russo?
Yes.
I pass.
You pass. Okay. Mark Robinson? Mr. Robinson, are you here? Okay. Darlene Reynolds? Ms. Reynolds, are you here? She left. Okay. Barbara Akle or Ackle? Yes. Do you wish to speak?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Carol Cribbs. Are you here, Ms. Cribbs?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'm one of the 45 who has a CDO, and I'm just wondering if earlier you had said something about how maybe people need to come back after 4 because that's when things
yes.
aren't really going to get started. So I'm just wondering, since a lot of people have left, maybe they're under the impression that they're not going to have a chance to speak until after 4 o'clock.
Okay,
I would just like to make that noted for the record, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, those comments were directed only to the recipients of CDOs,
okay.
not to interested persons if they miss...
Point of order, Chairman. I phoned the...
Excuse me.
No. We were told after 3 o'clock would be public hearing by your staff. Now, you can't bring all these people in here... And then, I mean, look at the trouble you're having. How are you going to make decisions? You can't even do this properly.
Excuse me.
I mean, do you know how ridiculous you look?
Excuse me. I'm going to ask. Okay. Officer, please. I want you out. Yeah, she has done this before at other hearings.
Excuse me, but you are hijacking the public due process.
Okay. Please remove yourself.
I have a right to speak to that.
Please remove yourself from this room. Have you submitted a speaker card? That'll be your opportunity to speak. Have you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Carol Cribbs? Ms. Cribbs, are you here? Susan McGinty? Are you here, Ms. McGinty? Jay Harding? Mr. Harding, are you here?
Some of these folks could be out there and can't run okay. over 10 seconds.
Where's the overflow room, isn't it? Okay. All right, Joan Anderson. Ms. Anderson, are you here? And Charlotte Sunshine. Are you here, Ms. Sunshine? Okay. Well, I have a group of cards. You heard who did not respond. We'll take them up at the last moment, but... Okay, now how many? We have 41, so divide that by an hour and a half. What is that? And is Mr. Blakesley here? Assemblyman Blakesley? Is that you? Are you a recipient of a cease and desist order?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't you come up here? Oh, did you check off that you wanted to speak?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, you're in the stack. It's those that put they did not want to speak. Okay, that we're trying to deal with.
Half a minute.
Okay, folks, those that are going to be speaking are going to have 2 minutes to address the board. Is the assemblyman here?
No.
Oh.
He's going out the door?
No. Okay. All right. Who's this? Okay, Supervisor Bianchi. All right. Okay, Ms. Bianchi, like everyone else, you'll have 2 minutes for your comments.
My comments will be very brief. They're just simply that I'm here to answer any questions that the board might have. That's all.
Okay.
Don't answer
the public. And I commend you on your patience.
Well, they're testing me, I think, with this.
I
folks,
know.
Please keep it down. All right, thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for being here.
I'm going to be leaving shortly, so if there's any questions, I'd just as soon have them now. I have an agenda to read for next Tuesday.
Okay. Well, let me ask the board. Does the board have any questions of Supervisor Bianchi? Okay. I guess not.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Next speaker is Jack Pastel, and I'll read four names off in a row so you can get ready. Jack Pastel, Dustin Mattingly, Stephen Page, and Maria Kelly. If I butchered those names, I apologize. And Mr. Ricano, you're the fifth one.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Mattingly is a designated party.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, I'm also informed that Assemblyman Blakesley is on his way.
Okay, well, when he comes, then we'll just insert him. He'll be here in 15 to 20 minutes? Okay. All right. Jack Pastel, Stephen Page, Maria Kelly, Joey Ricano. Mr. Ricano, there's two cards for you. I don't believe you're really trying to get in extra time. There's a red and a white card. Okay. All right, Mr. Pastel, Jack Pastel. Okay. All right, Stephen Page.
Yes.
Then Maria Kelly, then Joey Ricano, then Joyce Albright.
Excuse me, Mr. Young. How much time do we get?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Oh, okay. I've submitted a voluntary plan to source sequester the solid human waste on my property, and I gave the plan to Harvey Packard over 34 days ago. And his initial response in his email said that the plan was very viable. Or in so many words, he said that. My plan reduces the total nitrogen emission on an individual property by 58%. It cuts shipping waste by 90%, thus cutting the air pollution by 90%. And it also causes no water withdrawal from the aquifer at all. It is based on a Swedish system. I was just wondering if you had an opportunity to review it. I took the plan into the San Luis Obispo Building Department, and they kicked it upstairs to your guys. And I've been waiting to hear back from them on my plan. It's also posted on your website. My plan is posted on your website. I think it's a viable alternative to hauling 9,000 gallons of waste per year per household. You reduce that down to about 400 to 600 gallons, and you certainly cut the truck APCD issue by about 90%, 80 or 90%. And I would like to have an opportunity to hear back from your board. I assume my plan is approved under Cal Code Section 65943 because since the plan was kicked out of the building department and sent to you, I have not heard over 30 days. I have not heard from your board, and I assume that my plan at this point is approved because it's gone past that 30 days.
All right, time's up.
Okay.
Thank you for your comments. The board itself has not seen anything you have presented. I'm looking in my interested party
yes.
section of my package. I don't see any written comments by you.
It's emailed and it was posted on your website.
Okay, well.
No, this is posted.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The proper thing is to submit it to the staff for their analysis and review and then recommendations.
Yes, I did submit it on the 23rd.
I can't tell you right now where that is in the process, but you can take that up with staff afterward. And maybe somehow that falls into the, you know, recipe for what to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah.
I did want to, and I'm addressing something else right now.
Okay.
With Mr. Pastel, I did note he had some comments in the back of his card, and I overlooked that, and I think he wants me to read this, so I will do it on his behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Page.
Okay.
And then Maria Kelly can come up while I read this. This is from, I believe, Jack Pastel. I am a local resident for 11 years and have seen a positive change with our new CSD board. At last, we have a CSD that is working toward a common goal to have a sewer plan outside of town. Please allow them to get the job done within a reasonable time frame. This current action is slowing down the process. You can see by the turnout today, we want to move forward. Thanks. Most likely it's his signature, Jack Pastel. Okay. Maria Kelly?
I'm Maria Kelly. I have no public comment at this time. I just wanted to put in a comment, so I don't want to take your time. I just wanted to let you know.
All right. Mr. Ricano, followed by Joyce Albright, and then Ann Calhoun.
Can I just make a comment, Mr. Chair?
Keith. Weiner, I'm not sure. Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, I think there has been some confusion on this part of the proceedings because public forum, which is different than what we're doing now, public forum is after 3 o'clock and is noticed after 3, and that's for folks to speak on any item not on the agenda. So, you know, it's unfortunate if folks didn't understand that. But these folks are speaking on an item on the agenda, so they have to speak within the item. I think that's where the confusion came from.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ricano.
Honorable Board, staff, friends at home, Joey Ricano with the Orange County Ocean Outfall Group. It is the position of the Ocean Outfall Group that individual cease and desist orders by this board leveled at the good citizens of Los Osos violates them of their constitutional right to equal protection under the law. This because you have selected individuals and not all individuals. Cease and desist orders were meant to be leveled at organizations, agencies, industries, but it seems that we've found a new way to attack the citizenry. It is not the fault of the citizens of Los Osos that the former CSD board, who was recalled in disgrace, chose to attempt to spend the community into submission, their own words, and begin the project, spending millions, with only 27 days before a recall election that would ultimately recall them all. It is my knowledge that the regional boards were created in the 70s from the state boards, who were in turn created in the 40s from the old rancher boards that made sure there was water for cattle. So never has the regional board served the needs of the people or clean water. Historically, you have served the needs of industry, and it is the Ocean Outfall Group's position that you continue to do so.
Time's up. Thank you for your comment.
I thank you for this opportunity to address you. And I urge you to recognize the attempts by the community to remedy any water quality situations.
Joyce Albright. Ann Calhoun. Keith. Weiner? Okay, pardon me.
With a
Weimer, okay. And then Jim Hansley?
Excuse me. Yes, thank you. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Albright, you have 2 minutes.
Yes, fine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, Honorable Board. Joyce Albright, and I'm of Los Osos. When I was searching for property...
Could you speak up, Ms. Albright? Howard, can you make sure?
Shall I start over?
Go ahead.
You see anything on there?
Yeah, but turn up 16.
Oh, turn up 16.
Can you... Here.
Hello?
Try that. That'll have to work.
That's much better.
Okay, I'm starting right now.
Good morning, Honorable Board. Joyce Albright of Los Osos. When I was searching for property on the Central Coast in the mid-80s, my sister warned me to stay away from Los Osos because of its sewer problems. But I fell in love with this beautiful community and chose it for retirement, which translates to limited income. I, too, will be financially strapped, whether I'm paying for regular pumping of my septic tank or for a sewer. We had in construction an aesthetic, state-of-the-art, odorless gravity system designed to deal with saltwater intrusion and to refurbish our groundwater. It was to be surrounded by a lovely park besides, and it was just down below me. This project was stopped by the very people who were fighting you today. Some of them have been fighting against a sewer for over 20 years. Same plan, different words. While I do not want your enforcement measures to cause financial pressure on me or on our citizens, this community must be made aware that the time has come to stop dallying and build the sewer now. The situation has developed into an enormous health issue. There is absolutely no excuse to put the sewer off any longer. 20 years of dumping our sewage into our drinking water is unacceptable. Community support to dissolve the LOCSD and to transfer the sewer project and all services back to the county is accelerating rapidly. Most of Los Osos realizes we must build the damn sewer now. You can get the facts at our new website, dissolveloc.org. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, for your continuing efforts to save our water and the bay.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Excuse me, please keep your comments to yourselves. Ann Calhoun.
Come in. Watch your toes out.
You got some rush hour traffic
there. So this is the infamous...
Infamous, Ann Calhoun.
Ann
Calhoun,
okay,
Los Osos.
So how are we going to end up in tomorrow's blog?
We don't know. Yeah. Blogs are not submittable or not relied upon by any persons of serious mean and so forth.
That's right. And
which I thought was funny because it was sent out in the form of a press release.
Okay. Ms. Calhoun, you have,
anyway.
You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Edward R. Murrow once accurately observed, to be persuasive, we must be believable. To be believable, we must be credible. To be credible, we must be truthful. The recent April 27th Tribune editorial noted its dismay at the muddlement over the air quality issues that suddenly showed up and noted the regional board's failure to gather all the facts, which is guaranteed to further erode public confidence in the regional water board. If this board wants to restore public confidence, I think it needs to call for a continuance, get its scientific ducks in a row, its legal and procedural ducks in a row. I would then suggest that it work with the CSD to help create a septic management district. Ironically, the proposed board's alternative plan that was going to require every tank be pumped inspected and certified is something that the community members have been asking be done for years. And if I'm not mistaken, it's what the CSD is also proposing. Above all, I would hope this board would move immediately to update and amend the basin plan and Resolution 8312 and 13 to reflect present-day realities, open the way for an expandable wastewater treatment plan that prepares for the new state septic tank regulations. That action, I think, will go a long way to restoring confidence that the regional board is interested in solving water quality problems, and you don't need community-wide CDOs to do it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, next speaker is Mr. Weimer.
Yes.
Thank you. And then Jim Hansley. And then... Lalelle Spiegel. Lizelle Spiegel.
I have a CDO.
Okay. So are you Mr. Spiegel?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you have a CDO, so we'll take that out. I'll give it to Mr. Thomas. Okay, Mr. Weimer, you have 2 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Young, Regional Board. My name is Keith Weimer. I live in the Prohibition Zone of Los Osos. I was uncommitted on the wastewater issue until your board imposed these measures. I am now committed to fighting your action in any way I can. I'm particularly offended and distressed by a divide-and-conquer tactic to single my neighbors and me out on the basis of an arbitrary designation called the Prohibition Zone, to threaten to take control of my property when you have no direct evidence of my breaking a law, violate my rights, and force me to become active. I am a citizen who values the environment. I follow the laws. I respect the role of agencies such as yours to protect the environment and the public. I am here to tell you that people like me believe your actions will have more negative consequences than positive. They will not move Los Osos any closer to a solution, and they are wrong. Regardless of how I voted or anyone, in the last CSD election, the democratic process was followed, and the new CSD has a plan for a more long-term and comprehensive solution than the last one, which should make up for any delay. Importantly, their solution, I believe, has the greatest potential for healing the rift in the community. Your actions will only inflict deeper wounds, rob scarce water from the reserves, drain money from our pockets that could go towards treatment, and cause us to waste time and energy in court. I know your board can come up with more productive measures to resolve this issue. The measures will have to respect us as law-abiding citizens, they will have to impact everyone in the community equally, and they will have to produce the best solution for the environment and for all the people of Los Osos. If you implement such measures, you will affirm your roles as protectors of the environment and servants of the public. If not, you will fail the people of Los Osos and the Central Coast. I ask you to stop these regressive measures against citizens of Los Osos. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Hansley, and then Lacey Cooper, and then Bo Cooper.
Honorable board, members of the board, thanks for letting me.
Could you speak up a little louder, sir, into the microphone?
Thanks for allowing me to speak here. I'm an old hand at Los Osos. I'm probably older than dirt here. I've been paying for a sewer clean out for 30 years now. That's taken out of my taxes every year. Every year. The only way you're going to get this sewer done is you to do your job, which you've been doing so far. You got to do something, or these people are not going to do it. 20 years ago, one of our members hired a lawyer in Los Angeles that told him that they could keep this thing going and never get a sewer here for years and years and years. This group that's in there right now has no plan, but they promised a plan, and they were on their feet running when they got elected to the new board. All they've done is lose money for us completely. They lost a big grant from the federal government, $35 million. They also turned down the state's revolving fund, too. Right now, they're working on a shoestring. But when all of that's gone, no more money, those lawyers are going to be bye, 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 bye. And we're going to be stuck with all of those bills that were there anyway. And the county is going to probably have to put the sewer in for us. I thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, folks, I've asked you numerous times to please refrain from clapping. Lacey Cooper, Bo Cooper, Mrs. R. Stern, and then Diane Burke.
Today I'm celebrating my 27th wedding anniversary, and as you can imagine, I'm overjoyed to be here, just thrilled. At least I'm here with my partner in crime, my husband, Bo. He'll speak behind me. During the hearing, Los Osos citizens will easily prove that the CDOs are unjust, unnecessary, and totally uncalled for. So why are we really here? We are here today to be tried and convicted for the serious crime of votus wrongus. In the eyes of the regional board staff, we, the majority of Los Osos residents, voted the wrong way in our last CSD election. We had the nerve to want an affordable, sustainable sewer plant away from our downtown, and we voted for it. We did not let the pre- and post-election threats of the regional board staff intimidate us. We are not letting the promise of CDOs deter us. Even the perception that a state agency is using its power and authority to coerce or intimidate voters before or after an election has a profoundly negative effect on the democratic process. Your board's current punitive actions are directly fanning the flames of ignorance and fear, which threatens to dissolve our local government, which you've heard from previous speakers. My sincere hope is that you will cease and desist this campaign of individual intimidation and punishment. Instead of coercion, we ask that you work with the LOCSD to establish a truly viable wastewater solution. In addition, if you drop all the CDOs, that would make a great wedding anniversary present for my husband and myself. Thank you. I also had a quick procedural question, if I could, just about the CDOs. I don't understand how people are going to defend themselves, because you said in a frequently asked question that even if they get their nitrate levels down, they're still discharging into the total basin, so it doesn't matter if individuals aren't polluting.
Okay. Those individuals will take that up during their presentations.
Okay. I hope so.
At that point in time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. And Ms. Cooper's partner in crime, Mr. Cooper.
Bo Cooper, married to that wonderful woman, Lacey Cooper, for 27 years. I want to speak about the ACL orders. In the ACL order, it said that the voters are the CSD and the voters are the decision makers for the CSD, and therefore the implication being that the individuals are responsible for the actions of the CSD, whether the individuals agreed with the decisions of the CSD board or not. What I've learned is, my question is, who else thinks that individuals should be responsible for the representative government? And my answer is Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden said in January 99, he said, "Muslim scholars have issued a religious directive against any American who pays taxes to his government. He is our target because he is helping the American war machine against the Muslim nation." Picking out individuals for the decisions of the group, for the whole body politic, I think is very unjust. I'm not calling you guys terrorists. Clearly, I'm not calling you guys terrorists, but I think you are terrorizing the individuals in Los Osos. It concerns me deeply. What also concerns me deeply is the process that's going on here. I guess I'm feeling a little terrorized by the procedures that are going on, by what appears to me to be a kangaroo court, by the appearance of being railroaded through. I'm very concerned about what's going on. I've played the part of the great Bodini before, and I must say the great Bodini predicts that CSDs will come down for all the people, because I think you guys are not really listening, are not really making a new decision, and have predetermined what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mrs. R. Stern? Did I get the name right? Yeah, Mrs. R. Stern, okay. Diane Burke, followed by David Dugan, and then Gwen Taylor. Okay, hang on, let me restart this. Okay, go ahead.
Diane Burke, the Prohibition Zone. I completely object to any CDO against any household within Los Osos. It's never been proven that septics are in fact the source of nitrate pollution. However, we have other water problems and they need to be addressed. This current mandate by your board will do nothing to improve our water quality or supply, and will in fact further deplete our aquifer, resulting in more denigration of our water and supply. As evidenced by the latest news from the Air Quality Control Board, any such forced mandate will pollute the air we breathe. Clean air and water, life-sustaining substances without which nothing can survive. This mandate smacks of rogue dictatorship, manipulation, and extortion of only one-third of our community, without considering long-term adverse effects to either air, water, or individual rights. Under the Constitution, each individual has the right to peacefully enjoy their home without interference. We have but one water basin serving all who draw from it. Your agency drew a line in the sand, making only 4,700 homeowners financially and morally responsible. Thus promoting new construction outside this boundary just when our water supply is at peril. New development must be reined in with the introduction of water conservation and smaller homes for the whole community of Los Osos. Our duly elected CSD board has answers for all these problems. Your agency should support their endeavors to move ahead expeditiously.
Okay, can you wrap it up,
yes,
please, Mrs. Burke?
This will be to everyone's ultimate benefit.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your comments. Gwen Taylor, followed by Assemblyman Blakesley. And then George Taylor.
Excuse me, you call Mr. Dugan before you called me, sir?
Yeah, you're right. I just moved his card off.
I have a question before I start. Is my interested party statement included in your documents?
Oh, yeah. I have vivid memories of not going through.
There was an additional comment that was received yesterday as well.
Is that included in the record?
Yes. Yours was the extensive CEQA challenge and comments.
Yes, it is.
That I read.
And I just wanted to make sure that I was allowed to have that entered into the record.
Of course, yeah. It's
the not only just the first statement, but my rebuttal to their rebuttal.
No, you have 2 minutes, sir. Your time's.
Excuse me. He submitted two comments. One was within the comment period, and that's in the printed comments. But he also submitted comments yesterday by email that were late.
Yeah, those are not allowed in. Yeah, they're late. But you have 2 minutes now to address us. I'll restart the clock.
Yes, sir. Dave Dugan, Los Osos. As the prosecution has chosen to rebut my statement and did choose to associate my statement with that of the LOCSD, who is a designated party, and as the prosecution deemed to characterize my statement after extensive research as having no merit, it is apparent that the prosecution has given my statement great weight. As the prosecution has dedicated resources to counter and rebut my statement, it is evident that my statement goes beyond interested party status on its own merits. And I petition the board to allow my counter-rebuttal of the prosecution's rebuttal to be placed on the record. I'll also point out that the prosecution has, on more than one occasion, changed the conditions of the CDOs, and at an even more recent date, April 24th, has changed the conditions of the CDOs again. These actions alone should allow for new evidence and statements to be entered into the record. It is also apparent that the recent change of the condition of the CDO is due to the concerns of the Air Pollution Control District concerning the pumping requirement and the possibility of air pollution due to the use of added machinery, as in this case, a fleet of diesel trucks, and a reasonable possibility of a significant effect on the environment. This is only one of the conditions required to deny the exemption from CEQA, and it has been met, clearly has been met. Since the staff has indicated that they may revisit the pumping requirement, I would enjoin this board to delay this hearing until this matter can fully be explored through a hearing of the Air Pollution Control District. As the process of these hearings are in doubt, as well as the reasons for bringing these actions, I would encourage this board to rethink its approach to work with all concerned agencies to find appropriate and long-term solutions to what has become to be known as the Los Osos sewer issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Taylor, you're next, and then Assemblyman Blakesley.
Good afternoon. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos in the Prohibition area. Mr. Weimer eloquently expressed many positions that I take, as well as my husband. Having been in Los Osos for over 34 years and having been active with three former executives of the Water Quality Control Board, I truly object to being assumed guilty of polluting the aquifer by using our septic tanks. CDOs are meant for major polluters, not for individual residents with properly working septic systems. I have never been challenged that my septic system pollutes the groundwater. We have our septic system pumped on a basic time frame. We are only residents for part-time. If anyone would like to come out and prove that we are polluting the water, please make arrangements at your expense to prove that we are polluting the groundwater. Thank you.
Okay. Assemblyman Blakesley.
Chair, members, thank you for the opportunity to come before you today, and I apologize that I wasn't here when you initially called. I was pulled away to another meeting and returned as quickly as I could. In the course of working on this challenging project and problem, I've had the good fortune of working with many members of the community who have demonstrated to me, I think quite unequivocally, they do seek a clean water solution as quickly as possible. I'm fully respective of the fact that different elected boards and appointed entities that have responsibilities under law are duly operating in that context and doing their best to find a resolution of this complicated issue. But I, in my analysis of the problem, have come to the conclusion there may be no such ready, quick resolution. And therefore, I'm seeking to work with all the entities to see if, in fact, it might be possible to find a legislative remedy which would allow us through statute to resolve the many legal, financial, and frankly, technical problems which we're now faced with here today. I cannot at this time tell you we have found such a solution, but I can tell you we're working in good faith with all parties to solicit their input and see if such a solution can be devised through legislation. And so I would ask, as you deliberate today with the various options you have with enforcement orders, to consider including in any final determination and deliberation a provision which would allow for a rapid sunsetting of enforcement actions by this board and by this body in the event a legislative solution can be found. I believe that such a representation by this board would be very helpful to the discussions that are occurring currently, and I certainly would never urge you to do anything inconsistent with your responsibilities under law, but to the degree that a solution can be found that's consistent with law, having your assurance and your statements here today that you would work to find a quick and speedy, expedited way to pull back those enforcement actions, I think would be helpful. And I would request that, and I thank you for the opportunity to address you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Chair? Dr. Fresh.
Assemblyman,
could you? We have a few questions for you.
Would you mind? Hi, over here.
Yes.
I appreciate your comment very much. I just wondered if you could, you might suggest, what in your view is the, do you have any thoughts about what the most rapid or expeditious way of getting to water quality improvements would be?
Well, personally, I do believe there is a significant clean water issue that probably needs to be addressed through a wastewater treatment system. We need to find solutions which take down lawsuits that otherwise would impede our ability to move forward. We need to find solutions that clear up questions about future liability. We need to make sure that, to the degree we can take actions to restart the SRF loan, those actions can be taken. And there have to be some deliberations, obviously, about the ultimate technology solution. And although I have strong feelings and about each of those elements, in the course of being respectful for those with whom I'm dialoguing and soliciting input from, I want to be sure that I don't prematurely talk about the particulars of a solution until we are at a place where I think all parties would be ready to shake hands and work together and say, yeah, we can go ahead and accept this, even though it may only be half a loaf or 60% of a loaf, because I think ultimately if there is to be a solution, no one will be fully happy with the outcome. I'm sorry to report there is no solution which will make everyone happy. But I do believe there's a solution we can find which can expedite us building of a project, which can restart monies, which can reduce liability, and most importantly, comport with the laws of the state to ensure a clean water outcome as quickly as possible, which is very important to me, and I know it's important to you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Good morning.
Mr. Yashi.
How are you?
See you, John.
You say expeditiously. What kind of a time frame are you thinking about?
I don't think we can afford to wait years. I think we need to find a solution which could have a potential restart on some of the critical elements in months, not years.
Okay, thank you.
And by critical elements, what do you mean by that?
You guys aren't going to make this easy on me, are you?
Well,
Mr. Young, again, my challenge is to be forthcoming with you, to ask and share with you how you can be helpful in terms of having a speedy sunsetting of enforcement actions if we can find such a solution. I want to also be very respectful of all the parties with whom we're having these conversations to not inadvertently talk about elements which could reduce the likelihood we'd find ultimate a compromise. So if you will forgive that rather, boy, that sounds like a politician. If you'll forgive the,
I'm glad you said it.
If you'll forgive the imprecision, forgive the imprecision of my answer. It's not for an unwillingness to respond, but it's out of a sincere desire to see an answer come forward through legislation.
Well, we appreciate your involvement and hope that it, you know, gets all of us to where we want to be in the end, you know, which is a solution in clean water. So thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Board. Thank you,
okay.
Chair.
Let's see. Did I call anyone else at this time?
Yes, George Taylor.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Taylor, you're the last speaker, and I think, Board, should we then break for lunch? Because I've got about another 40 minutes worth of interested parties. Okay, Mr. Taylor, you're the last speaker for now, and then we're going to break for lunch, and I'll announce when we're going to return. Go ahead.
George Taylor, a Los Osos resident in the Prohibition Zone, and a interested party participant. I'm here to protect our right to due process. I did not feel that if I didn't speak that I would be represented in any further action, and I want to be. We understand that the Water Quality Control Board tasked Mr. Briggs with bringing the individual CDO actions. No emergency existed to force the Regional Water Quality Board to act at the hearing, and even if there were, the Regional Water Quality Control Board failed to follow their own requirements for emergency situations. Clearly, this represents a lack of due process. Having Mr. Briggs and prosecution team members hearing the CDOs is like having the fox hear the pleadings of the hens within the hen house. Thomas Jefferson wrote that we should never have appointed individuals that have decision-making capacity. All commissions should be filled with elected by the people individuals. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to break for lunch, and let's see, Carol, we're going close by. We're walking. Can we get back here in 45 minutes? Is that possible, or is that just, okay, an hour then, right? An hour. So we will resume in 1 hour from now. And we'll continue, and I'll tell you who is next. Michael Jones, Alan Perlman, Pat Renshaw, Lawson, Schaller. Those are the ones that are up next. Thank you.